that you may be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That you may be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. These words spoken by St. Paul in his prayer for the church in Ephesus, but really words for all Christian people, that we would find our strength in God. And God is strength. Now today we are in the octave of the Feast of St. Michael and All Angels. So every year we recall how God has created a wonderful order, and that the angels of God minister to us his graces, and we give thanks to God for that. So we had the feast, we're now in the octave of that feast, and Karen, I'll ask you especially, just after the sermon, I'd like to add a hymn to the service. We'll sing hymn 123, the second verse, or the second tune, and you'll see how the how we can call upon the angels for God's ministry of strength. So there is a prayer that I like very much in the priest manual, and it's a prayer that we can all, you know, implement in our day, in our lives. It's simply a call upon God to send his holy angel to be a guard and companion. So it's, send, O Lord God, thy holy angel from heaven to guard, cherish, protect, visit, and defend us. And this is a good prayer to pray, like if we're feeling weak, if we are feeling that we're being spiritually attacked, if we're in a place of danger, God, send thy holy angel. It's a good arrow prayer, you know, send thy angel. And we are ministered to by the holy angels, and so that's a good prayer to pray. It strengthens us and gives us grace. We might also take from the example of St. Michael the Archangel, who was God's appointed minister to cast out Satan from heaven down to the earth. And how did he do that? He stood on the truth, who is like God. Here was the devil Lucifer making claim to be as God and demanding worship. And this, to stand on the truth, who is like God, is enough for the enemy to fall down to the earth. And so that is our strength too. We can stand like Michael on the truth and be strengthened by his Spirit, the Spirit of God in the inner man. We also find many different ways that we can be strengthened, and we take comfort from that. Now, St. Paul, in his particular experience with the Ephesian church, is writing to them out of a place of great weakness. In fact, he doesn't want them to be scandalized by the humiliations that he has endured for the cause of Christ. He's writing from prison. He has been, you know, it's hard when your church leader has been maligned by the authorities, when he has been falsely charged, when he has been accused, convicted, and then imprisoned. It's hard when your church leader's in jail. And then when he's, you know, been beat up many times. But he's trying to say, don't be afraid of this, what I'm suffering for the cause of Christ. I am strengthened by his Spirit. You be strengthened by his Spirit. I mean, if you think about it, at the very root of our Christian faith is the scandal of the cross. We follow a crucified Lord, one who in his lifetime was pinned to the cross. And that kind of humiliation is part of the Christian faith. St. Paul is saying, don't be afraid of that. What happens, may affect a person in terms of worldly strength. Ah, but we have divine strength. And that's what he's calling upon. So this is a strength that God will provide in an abundant way for those who call upon him for that kind of strength. So if we're in a place where we feel weak, if we are humiliated in our own life for the cause of Christ and for love, and we find ourselves very weak, like we can't press on, let us not be surprised. We only have so much of us, right? We are finite creatures. So if we come to the end of our resources, if we come to the end of our rope, if we feel like we can't go any further, well, we're touching our finitude. That's not a bad thing. We're seeing how small we are. Now we can experience how big God is by calling upon him, where we may stop, but he continues. And so we pray for his strength then to carry us forward. Now we can see that in the theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. If I come to a place where I don't feel enough faith, Lord, I believe, help mine unbelief. Right? There's no reason I can't call and ask for more faith to become faithful. This may be our petition in the 9 days of prayer. God, give me more grace to be faithful. We can see it also in the theological virtue of hope. I may come to a place where I'm feeling rather hopeless. And if I look at the state of the world, where things that are kind of falling apart, I may become hopeless. But I pray for hope that I may become hopeful. Now, some people may, recently be lamenting the state of the church, for example. Well, we're not trusting in the institution of the church. That will be a temporary thing that will have its own difficulties and frailties, and it will crumble. And, there will be these institutions are transcended by the strength of God in the body of Christ, the church, the body of Christ. That transcends all. So we may be in a particular church structure or see others that are frail. Oh, we're not trusting in that strength. We're trusting in God's strength. And the body of Christ rose again from the dead, will never die again. The gates of hell will not prevail against the church. That is our strength. We can be hopeful in that. Or we may come into a place where we are feeling like we don't have enough love. Love is something that God pours into us. Maybe I can't forgive somebody. Well, God, please pour your forgiving love into my heart to help me forgive that person and hand them over to you to do justice. That is a prayer that I can pray to expand out and further what I have. My limited being can be expanded by God's now infinite being that indwells me. So I can call on that strength in prayer. I can receive it in the sacramental grace of the altar. When we receive the bread at the altar, what are we receiving? It's a living bread. We're receiving Christ, who raised up the dead son of the widow of Nain, the same who called Lazarus forth when he was 4 days dead, this same Jesus Christ who rose again from the dead. This is the living bread of the one who will never die again, who is immortal. And so oftentimes I'll pray at the altar when I receive the sacrament, God, be my strength. And we can find that strength there, again, in prayer, in the sacraments of the church. I remember hearing the account of an American airman in the Vietnam War who was shot down over Vietnam. He ended up in the Hanoi Hilton. He was tortured. He passed out. He came to in a prison cell where he was all by himself alone. But as his vision came clear, he saw somebody had scratched a little message in the mortar between two bricks in his cell. And he got up close to read it, and it said, "In God is strength." And that became his watchword to help him survive that experience. So let that be our watchword. In God is strength. Let us find it there through prayer, by asking for it, by making humble petition, by opening our hearts to it, by receiving it in the sacraments of the altar. And God will do things that are abundantly above all that we ask or think. We always have to remember that God is greater than we expected, better than we expected. A picture that comes to my mind is visiting once the great waterfall in Yosemite National Park, the Yosemite Falls, and it cascades off the cliff. I saw it after, in a year where there was an abundant snowfall, and it was at record levels. And of all the people, the hundreds that gathered at the base of the falls, from really around the world, the common posture was one of awe, right? Eyes open, mouth dropped, and silence to see this wonderful push of water off the cliff, an abundance that one didn't expect, and a marvel. Well, that's how God will bless us. We trust in the one who has called us into being, the one who is rescuing us in Christ, that he will do things for us that are way beyond what we can expect, abundantly above all that we expect. And so let us ask that we may receive. And on this day rejoice in God's plenitude of grace that gives us spiritual and emotional and physical strength. May we receive that strength from on high. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.